here you are checked in. Can you talk about just your expectations and how excited you are to get camped?
I really am excited. I'll tell you what, I've been up in northern Maine. It's a little bit cooler up there than down here. But I'm excited to be here, excited to get going. It's been a long wait, you know, coming off the injury and all the work that I put in to get back to this point. So I'm really excited to get out there and put it to the test.
What do you bring with you that is essential to have in a dorm and stay here at camp? Some people have special pillows. Some have special games.
Yeah.
What do you bring to get through camp?
I usually bring a Navy SEAL book, because when you compare what we go through to what those guys go through in buds and their training and stuff, it makes it seem that much easier.
Do you have any luxury items?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any luxury items?
Just a Bible and a picture of the family. That would be my luxury item.
Was it tough for you last year to watch, knowing what your role is for this defense, some of the struggles they had, especially against the run last season?
God, I mean, it was watching when you're injured is always tough, no matter what's going on. So that makes me all the more excited to be here and get back out there.
This is a day that, you know, maybe most veterans kind of dread, the grind of training camp, but it sounds like for you, this is exciting. As you mentioned, coming off that injury, pretty big deal.
Yeah, I mean, it is strange, because usually this is a day that, you know, it's like you said, it's getting going, and, you know, you're getting back into the groove, and football goes from 0 to 100 quick. But when you've been sitting around waiting a whole year, watching and getting ready to get back, you know, you couldn't be more excited.
Have you had a chance to talk to Dontari Poe since he had a surgery?
I texted him once I found out. He's in great spirits, and I know that Poe will be back better than ever.
Mike, how's your conditioning?
Good. Conditioning's really good. Really good. Focused on it again this summer and this off season, and focused on my diet, and I feel great.
The hairdo is kind of different.
Yeah, I was just saying, you know, the only time it's okay to be 31 years old and with a mohawk is when you play football. So I'm going to try to wear it out as long as I can.
I thought you were going for the Eric Hosmer look.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Hey, Mike, when you left minicamp, what was your? You mentioned getting in better shape, but what was your goal? Did you want to lose weight, or did you want to add it?
No, my goal has always been to kind of stay right around 305 to 310, okay, but just make it better weight. You know what I mean? Continue to cut out the fat and you know, try to get a six pack going.
So
why are you laughing at that? You don't think I can do it?
So over the last month, though, like, did you do anything different with your training, or is it just kind of what you always do?
What I always do, yeah. I think it was more focusing on my nutrition. What I would do is prep my meals at the beginning of the week so that I could just, you know, throw it in the microwave and get going. But I really stuck to Barry's plan, and I feel good.
Mike, are you prepared to handle some zero tech snaps, some one tech snaps if you have to? You did a lot of that in 2013. But, you know, depending on when Dontari comes back, you seem like a pretty good fit to be able to do some of the things he did as far as occupying blockers.
Man, you know, I do. I enjoy it down there. I like playing nose. It's definitely different than the three technique. It's funny. It's only, a couple yards over, but it's really a different world down there. But I am excited, and I'm ready to go if they want me to do it.
Back in New York, did you do some of that? I mean, you got pretty good experience handling centers and guards. And
you know what's funny? Back in New York, my last year in New York, Sione Puha had the same injury that Poe had at the beginning of camp and went down, so I played nose during training camp my last year there. So I've had a bunch of snaps at it, and I'll be ready to go if they want me to do it.
Appreciate
you're getting everybody back. I'm really, really excited. I think we can, you know, I don't think the sky's the limit. You know, I really do. I really feel that way with these guys. And again, the third year in this defense. So, you know, the playbook is becoming second nature. So now guys can just go out there and let it loose, and I'm excited about that.
What was your reaction to hearing that Justin Houston got locked up? He's going to be a Chief for a long time.
I'm sure everybody that's a Chiefs fan was excited about that. I mean, just an incredible player, a guy that it's amazing to watch him do the things he does. So when that finally got situated, and those kind of things always come down to the last minute. But when that finally got situated, you gotta be grateful to have a guy like that back on your defense.